when you hear that music, that's basically guitar. You're listening to Connect the Dots radio show. Tom Edison, inventor of ideas. And I've got an idea. You're going to hear amazing things tonight on this show. That's right. The new information never starts coming. And there's good information and there's bad information. Yeah, I was just listening to somebody talking about free energy and free water machines. Can you imagine, who knows when it'll be available? Maybe by the end of the year, I'm hoping, if not sooner, that you can buy something the size of a pickup truck bed, you know, that's about 4x6 or something like that, between $6,000 and $10,000 cost, and it will provide you and your house with electricity free and water also free from the condensation on the outside of the machine, whatever you want to call it, the apparatus. Hey, can you imagine that? A $6,000 to $10,000 investment, and you never have to pay an electric bill for the rest of your life, and you don't have to pay a water bill anymore. Plus, that means you can set up shop anywhere, on top of a mountain, you know, in the wilderness, as far as you can get away from society, whatever you want, you know. You can hook it up to your your mobile home. You could put it on a train car. You park it on a siding and have your free electric and water. Well, that's some good news. Hey, you know, unfortunately, the other good news is we're waiting for it. I've mentioned it before. It's called the event. Yes, our galactic brothers and sisters, yes, extraterrestrial beings do live. They do exist, and supposedly they're claiming, or their representatives are claiming, that they have billions, not millions, billions of spacecraft in our solar system now ready for the event. And the event will be when they take over communications and say, people of Earth, we're landing our craft tomorrow. That's right, people of Earth. And then it will happen the following day, probably. And they will show themselves in all their different shapes and forms. We'll see their gigantic motherships. And we'll understand that these beings are superior to us. And they're going to come here and get rid of all the trash on our planet. They call them the cabal. We call them the crooks, the Illuminati, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them. We know who they are. We know who the no good so-and-sos are. And they're here, and they're going to remove them from our planet. And they're going to give us free energy machines. And they're going to give us tachyon chambers for health cures. That's right. A lot of our price range now, they're just making them available. Tachyon chambers, they have representatives, humans on Earth, making them. I investigated, $25,000 is a little steep price for a tachyon chamber. But, of course, if you have some real health issues, I guess it might be worth it. I mean, and especially if you don't have health insurance and you're really getting sick, if you got the $25,000, buy it, you know, it makes logical sense to me. You know, we're talking about a bed inside an 8x8 base frame pyramid with a crystal pyramid on top, crystals underneath the bed, and once it's activated, it draws in tachyons, particles that help normalize everything. Something out of function in your body, you can normalize it. You know, real health cure has nothing to do with pharmaceutical products. Real health cure has to do with vibrational states. You know, when you have physical ailments, it's usually because your vibrational status quo is out of whack. You know, you have your seven chakras that spinning sources of energy. And it's supposed to be vibrating. at specific frequencies. And all kinds of bad things happen to us. We are exposed to all these negative energies, and it slows down the spin. And that's the beginning of health problems. So anyhow, there are still things you can do in the meantime while we're still on the positive note. Yeah, you can get yourself some crystals, buy yourself a book on how to work with crystals, and activate, you know, help get your seven major chakras in line. You can combine that with breathing. Yes, the breath is half your life force, in case you didn't know. Why didn't you learn that in school? Because the government doesn't want you to know the truth. They want you to buy into their scam system of forcing you to buy health insurance, forcing you to buy pharmaceutical products instead of real health cures like crystals or marijuana. Yes, marijuana has finally been proven to be good for your body. Plus, it's good for your mind, too. When you're around people that only smoke pot, the conversation is always a good conversation. People are kind, considerate, thought-provoking conversations take place. Nobody gets violent behavior when they're smoking marijuana, you know? And it's a shame we've been, lied to by the government, and they violated our First Amendment rights, because that's part of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you can smoke some weed and feel good, that's, you're pursuing your happiness. If you can eat some marijuana brownies, that's going to make you happy. That's that's your pursuit of happiness. In case you don't know, there was a movie back in the last century. It was called I Love You, Alice B. Toklas. It was about a couple, and the girlfriend, she had to make some treats for the guy's parents were going to come over. They wanted to see what kind of a girl he was going out with. So she made some marijuana brownies, and his parents were a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. They started having a good time, you know. They went out and they played miniature golf, and they were starting to act silly. Hey, marijuana does that. It makes people act silly. And the guy got approval from his parents, and it all because his girlfriend cooked up some marijuana brownies. And, you know, talk about we want world peace. Well, you can't have a peace conference without really passing the pipe around, filled up with plenty of marijuana or hash. Yeah, that'll create peace. Of course, the governments of the world don't want to participate in real peace. They want to try to con the person across the table into doing something stupid so they can take advantage of them or use them and abuse them. And, okay, let's get to the real stuff now. Hey, I'm from New York City, you know. Hey, it's 1 a.m. here. It's only 10 p.m. in Cali, California. There's some bad things happening in New York. Talk about the totalitarian government making its moves to really put the shackles on humanity here. And really screw us over, load us on train cars and send us to the gas chamber. Well, they don't do it like that anymore. They've got all other kinds of schemes. A couple of days ago, New York City mayor, well, first it started about a week ago or so, this place called Rockland County in New York, not far from New York City. The town council and the mayor decided that they were going to pretty much mandate vaccinations for children. And you couldn't send your kids to school anymore. Not that they would really learn anything there. In fact, it'd probably be better if your kids didn't go to school. Like I tell you, they're microwave chambers now. All the schools are. Especially in Los Angeles, California, if you're listening out there. So anyhow, you know, this is kind of a violation of you know, your the Bill of Rights, you know, trying to force people to do things. And they were going, and they passed the law too that people who didn't have vaccinations also couldn't. This law was made for everybody 18 and under. They couldn't go to public places. They couldn't go shop at stores. They couldn't go to restaurants. Is this insane or what? You know? Even the governor in New York said this was kind of in violation of normal rights. But if that isn't enough, New York City mayor, who is not really too smart of a guy, you know, one of those political correct phonies, you know. Really, he's pathetic in general, you know. I'm sure he's a nice guy, you know. But at the same time, he's causing harm for people. He got the city to pass some law a couple of days ago because they're having a small measles, they're calling it an outbreak in three or four neighborhoods in Brooklyn. The you know, we're talking about Brooklyn, a borough of New York City that has like 2.5 to 3 million people in it. Yeah, just the borough of Brooklyn has 2.5 to 3 million people in it, and they're talking about less than 100 people come down with the measles, and they're calling that an outbreak? Come on, you know? And the people in the neighborhoods don't want their kids vaccinated for a lot of obvious reasons. Too many people have gotten sick from vaccines. And, of course, the bottom line is there's no way for the people giving the vaccines to prove to you that what's in that needle is harmless. It could be super deadly or even a little bit deadly. You don't want your children being injected with poisons. And there's no way to guarantee what they're injecting into people is safe, you know? And it's just eventually all the vaccines are going to be super tainted at the factory probably. And the people that are administering and giving the vaccines, the people that are doing the propaganda, fake science on TV, they won't even know what's going on. But you better wake up. I mean, this is a bad step in the wrong direction. And they're threatening the parents of these children who refuse to get their children vaccinated. They're threatening them with $1,000 fines just because you don't want to comply to a really totalitarian order forcing you to do something against your will. And this is a very bad step, two very bad steps in the wrong direction. California, you're next. You know they've been trying to do that for years. You see, I'm on Twitter. I see the cartoons, the police pulling people over. Any parents caught with children, they're ripping the kids away from the parents. Children are crying, and they're holding down the kids, holding back the parents, and they're sticking their kids with poisonous vaccines, needles into the kids. Yeah, this is the totalitarian world of the New World Order, and they're beginning to implement it here in the U.S., and you better start squawking and squawk loud and put a stop to this now, because they get away with it one or two places, they're going to continue. Well, we got away with it there. We'll use that as precedent. And they'll be doing it in your town next. I mean, those cartoons I've seen about California where they're going to have roadblocks and stop the people, and they find any mothers or fathers with children and they have no proof that their kids were vaccinated, they're going to give them the vaccinations right there on the spot, against the will of the parents. Is this a Nazi-type procedure or what? And guess what? Cops just follow orders. They don't have consciences anymore. They're all robocops, as far as I'm concerned, pretty much, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable, like, what's going on. I mean, just look at all the people that get shot by cops nowadays. How can these people have consciences and do that, you know? And believe me, people don't want to. That's another serious problem we have here in America. No, we don't want somebody in a uniform with a gun and a badge telling us, to jump, and we're supposed to say how high, or lay on the ground and roll over and play dead. No, we don't want to participate in anything like that. And they have their nerve perpetrating that on people. You know, and the next thing is going to be the vaccines, you know? And then the next thing, judges will be issuing orders to send the cops to your house and force your kids to be vaccinated in front of you against your will. What a horror story, but this is where it's leading. And people better start squawking and squawk loud about this. You know, it's a violation of your rights as a human being, you know? Unbelievable. This is serious stuff. And that's why I have to talk about it. Because this is the beginning of Nazi America, you know? And just a reminder, everybody, you know, after World War II, the stupid American government gave all the Nazi scientists, the ones that were experimenting on the Jews, you know, with all horrific experiments, they gave them a free pass to come join our experimental teams. And they've been infiltrating our government ever since. And we wanted the rocket scientists to come here and the weapons experts. And they are part of our secret world government here in the U.S. And they're, you know, they got that Nazi thinking. And they're the ones behind all this. And I've said this before, but you better take me seriously, people. The sophistication of mind control technology is to the point they can pick somebody out of the crowd and target them unless you're a real, real strong-willed person or have a real strong spiritual connection. They will start implanting evil ideas in your head, and they can do it with machines from a considerable distance. That's right. They don't have to lock you in the jail cell and put the headset on you to brainwash you and send you messages. They can do it from a considerable distance now. That is how sophisticated the technology is. And apparently, they're doing it to all the politicians in every state in the union. And if you're from California, just look at the insanity going there. Every decision in California, basically, that we hear about on the news is the wrong decision being made. And famous people like Nancy Pelosi, you know, the people that want to point out what jerks she turned into, her conversation is the exact opposite of what it was 20 years ago. And exact opposite, you know? Now, how could that possibly be unless she was being mind-controlled? Look at the last Fruit Loop governor. Oh, my God, Jerry Brown sheet. Man, there's a loony tuner, if ever, you know? Totally brain dead. Every decision he ever made for the state of California was the wrong one. How could he be so bad, you know? He was one of the original hippies or something in the U.S. Congress long, long time ago, and they turned him into a moron, robotic moron. And it's being done with mind control. It's that sophisticated nowadays. Who has the mind control machines? New World Order, the CIA, the FBI, and the other secret military groups that we don't even know about. MK-16, English group, and all the other crooked, the Nazis in hiding, they probably got the machines too. And this is what we're up against, like the 5G nonsense, that's coming too. You know, nobody's really doing anything about it. You know, I talked to one of the guys personally. His name is Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S. He's got good videos on YouTube. Explains the horror story, what the 5G is and what the real doctors know, how it's going to harm you and give you cancer and brain cancer and kill you in a short amount of time. You know, I talked to him personally. I says, good luck. He's trying to lobby people down in Washington. He goes, oh, yeah, there's one or two people that are sympathetic because they have health problems already. And I explained to him, yeah, one or two people out of 535 is not a majority. And the laws have been passed already that local communities can't stop it. They're setting up telecommunications companies are setting up all the apparatuses everywhere, and local governments, I don't think the states can even stop. It has to be done at the federal level. Well, that's how bad it is. And then we got the chemtrail planes. Again, nobody's doing anything about that either. Pilots are told, given death threats, if you come out and talk about it publicly, of course, mainstream media, they've been given their rules. You can't talk about that. You can't talk about the bad 5G. You can't talk about the bad vaccines, the tainted vaccines. You know how easy it's going to be, the more they con people that you have to have these things. I mean, they're slowly sickening everybody, but eventually they're going to make it mandatory. That's why we better start talking now, because, look, New York City, this stupid mayor actually did this for four neighborhoods, and it's pretty much mandatory. And this is unbelievable. This is like a horror story coming true. Well, hey, you know, while I'm on the horror story thing, what about the Fukushima thing? You know, I was listening to talk about that also. Believe me, the things are, the plants are leaking continuously. Apparently, as far back as 2003, inventive people had figured out ways to deactivate nuclear material, nuclear waste. And when they attempted to contact the people at Fukushima and help them with their situation right after the catastrophe, they were these people who had invented the technology of how to, unradioactive waste to make it harmless. They were contacted by the U.S. government. Whether it was National Security or Pfizer or whatever. And they were told, you are not allowed to go to Japan and help them with their situation with your great invention, or we will arrest you for being a terrorist. Now this, when you hear things like that, you know how bad things are wrongly being controlled from behind the scenes. And no, they would rather allow the Pacific Ocean to get polluted, and it's all polluted around. You on the West Coast there, your fishing areas are getting polluted too, you know? I mean, the word's out. Don't eat fish from the Atlantic anymore. I mean, the Pacific Ocean anymore. Plus, what else did they do? They stored, like, a mountain full of plastic bags in the water right outside of Tokyo, or a little island right outside of Tokyo. Storm came by, blew up all the materials into the air, and now every rooftop in Tokyo is radioactive. Don't go to Japan. That's why they're going to cancel the Olympics there, too, because they know it's toxic. And what else in relation to that? Oh, yeah, they found out that because the tops of one of the nuclear plants at the Tesco plant, I think it's Tesco in Fukushima there, they found out that once the top was blown off, that the pool where they were storing the radioactive waste, it was all military grade radioactive waste for bombs. Now, think about this for a minute. Japan does not have a nuclear arsenal. So, in other words, they're in cahoots with their plants making radioactive materials for bombs for somebody, probably the U.S. government. And might be for some other country, too. They might be playing both sides of the fence. So, now it's realized that all the private nuclear plants are being used to make weapons-grade material for bombs, as if we need more bombs. Of course, we don't, but this is what's going on and what's uncovered. And that's one of the reasons they wouldn't allow the people with the technology to deactivate the stuff to go there. Well, I hope everybody has heard enough bad news. But we got to talk about it because this is happening now. You know, I can't wait till the Galactic Federation, our good brothers and sisters, give that message. We're all going to hear it. They have the technology to do it. They're going to break into our communications on all channels everywhere around the world, just like in a science fiction movie. There's been a couple of movies where they did things like that. Earth versus the Flying Saucers, and another one. Anyhow, they're going to be saying, people of Earth, we're here, and we'll land tomorrow. And then they're going to come and help us out. I wish they'd come soon, because things are really getting out of hand here on the surface of planet Earth. They need to speed it up. You know, I've tweeted to some of the representatives. Yeah, no response. They're almost as bad as our politicians. They don't know about responding. You know, I hope they really are the good guys like they say. They could come here and they could be setting us up for the big fall. Who knows? And they're just conning us like the politicians con us, and then they'll show up and, you know. I believe the Starseeds, they sound very sincere about anchoring the light to our planet, raising the vibration of planet Earth to bring the Earth into the fifth dimension. Now, we're not talking about the group from back in the last century. We're talking about the fifth level of vibrational cycles. You know, there's 12 basic dimensions. This is an educational show, and each one of them is divided into 12 overtones. So we're in what's known as the third dimension, which also includes one and two. So our vibrational frequencies are a parameter from so many vibrations per second up to so many thousands of vibrations per second. Then you go into the fourth dimension, the vibrations increase. The higher you go, the more they increase. When you get into the fifth dimension, you're probably a million times faster than what we're doing now. And then it keeps going higher and higher and higher to where the numbers are astronomical beyond comprehension. And it's all connected with common denominators. Yeah, vibrational common denominators. You can learn a little bit about that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Just Google it, you know. And then, of course, the proof is there on Google. They would, because my book is educational, and I talk about things in it that mainstream media will never talk about it. They have the audacity to label, Google has the audacity to label my book fiction, when it's clearly everything in it is nonfiction, based on personal experiences and correlation of other knowledge that I've investigated or became aware of and schooled myself on. Totally nonfiction. I've asked the publishing company to get them to do it, and the publishing company, they're just lame. They weren't able to accomplish the task. They fall into that category, my publishing company, of not able to accomplish the task. Well, we the people in America, we need to accomplish the task to take control of our out-of-control government or mind-controlled government. I mean, look what's going on with the Congress, you know, and mainstream media news. It's a trinity of evil, basically, you know. It's like a wrestling scenario, but instead of just two opposing forces, there's three. All three of them are on the same team, and the idea is to con you into believing it's real, you know? And all they're going to do is talk about, with all these people running for president, they're going to talk about all these jerks running for president, and they're jerks because none of them, one of them has any solutions to anything, and I have a right to call them the jerk because I'm a person who has solutions. That's why I ran for president last election. I'm doing it in this election, too, as a write-in candidate the hard way because that's the only way I won't be interfered with. Sure, it's a rough way because I have to get millions of people to support me and other voluntary people to be my electoral voters. Because without the electoral votes, you can't win the election. So anyhow, that's all you're going to hear on the news. You're going to hear about who's the new jerk running for president. And they're all jerks. And they'll be bickering now. We don't want to build the wall. We want to let all the immigrants in. And then the other group will say, no, we have to have the wall. And then they'll show you some pictures. And then they'll show you some more pictures. And then they'll show you about the sanctuary cities. Yeah. And the most recent thing, yeah, President Trump wants to send all the illegal immigrants to the sanctuary cities. I'd say it serves them right. You know, they've turned their cities into shitholes, literally. There's pictures out there. I don't have to provide the proof. Other people are providing the proof for it already. You know, they've got all these squatters on the sidewalk, and they're letting them get away with it. Meanwhile, if you try to open a can of beer in public, man, the cops will be on you so fast, and the judge will throw the book at you. Meanwhile, they let all this trash, probably half of them no speaking to English, and they're tenting and laying out on the city streets in downtown areas, and the mayors and councils of these sanctuary cities are allowing them to do this. Is that sick or what? Well, I hope President Trump does send them some people so that he can show them how ridiculous their behavior of dealing with the problem of illegals in America. It's insane. It's so crazy. It's insane, as the saying goes. Well, let me tell you some more good news. But it won't be that great of good news because things have to be done. The Pleiadians, yeah, they are our friends. But there's a good movie out there. It's called Starlight. It's 1995. All the good movies are the older ones. And there, Pleiadians come to Earth. But they mention in the movie there's good Pleiadians and bad Pleiadians, too. Now, the ones here to help us are the good Pleiadians. But there could also be bad Pleiadians pretending to be good Pleiadians. Anyhow, that's the Pleiadians. Those are the humanoid beings from, they're like us, from the constellation called the Pleiades. That's right. You know, I think it was in the first or second Star Trek episode, Spock goes to the captain and says, here's where the message is coming from, and they showed a picture of the Pleiades. Now, isn't that coincidental? And as I say in my book, Connected Dots Theory, because I revise some definitions, coincidence is a pre-planned event. The coincidence is the coinciding of the things that have been pre-planned to meet up at a certain point in time or to coincide at a certain point in time. That's what coincidences really are. They're pre-planned events that eventually materialize and coincide at a point in time. It's not happening by chance. By chance is by chance. Rarely does anything happen by chance. I mean, there's always the possibility that one or two things might happen by chance, but and that's only because everything is possible. But most things that we recognize, like, wow, isn't it amazing how this happened? It was planned to happen that way, whether you know it or not, because there's superior beings that monitor things on Earth. They have a larger overview beyond just your life perhaps hundreds, perhaps thousands of people, perhaps millions, and they coordinate people to create coincidences because these superior beings can read your mind, they read the thoughts, wants, and needs of others, and they try their best to coordinate things to work out. Yes, we do get help from behind the scenes, whether you know it or not. Again, I talk about this in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It'll help explain things to you, help explain why things are the way they are. You know, this nightmare started hundreds of thousands of years ago, and it's still continuing with the control from behind the scenes. And now we got a whole new generation of witch doctors out there. Genetic scientists creating half-breed races, and we are not only we have our people doing this. We have the extraterrestrial races here, all the bad ones. I think there's 141 or something bad ET races or something like that that are here. 141 bad ones. You know, I have to check on the exact number on that, but there's quite a lot. And no wonder why our world is a mess. And they all work in cahoots with the secret military groups, the secret space program. You know, that's a good one. Look that one up and find out the horror stories going on there, just like the Montauk Boys, another horror story. Look that one up. But anyhow, our Pleiadian friends, the good guys, they're telling us the things we can do as individuals is project more love into the world. Focus on loving others, projecting love. That's one of the phrases I've coined. Projecting love will gather love. Because like things attract each other in the universe. That is one of the laws of the universe, the law of attraction. Like things attract each other. So be careful what you think, because you were thinking bad things. You might be attracting bad things to you. Your mind is much more powerful than you think. And yes, everybody has telepathic abilities. And please, you got to come to your senses. I'm going to do a countdown now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7, 8. That was a backward countdown. I just had to get everybody's attention there to do something irrational. Hey, you know, directed energy weapons destroyed Paradise, California. Never forget that one. Directed energy weapons destroyed the trade centers. Never mind who the fall guys were. Never mind who was planning to do it. It was the directed energy weapons that brought the buildings down and turned them to dust, where there was less matter, physical matter, to cart away than there was in the actual buildings, you know. We don't have to, we have already proved the government lied on everything, and the only plausible explanation is something like directed energy weapons. And I devote some time to that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory 2. Plus, I have the picture of the trade centers. They naturally appear in clear crystal pyramids. You take two pretty much identical-sized crystal pyramids, stand them on the windowsill with the sun shining, and walk back and forth till you get to the right corner, one of the corner angles, to where you're looking in at a 45-degree angle, and you'll see the two World Trade Centers inside those two pyramids. Now, that tells you a lot of important information. That, one, they knew this beforehand when they built those things, and it was they had the directed weapons technology ready, and that's why they designed those buildings to do that, because they knew that they could put invisible pyramid shapes around those two buildings and pulverize them, because that's where the natural flow of the light goes. and formulates in that shape. Do the experiment yourself, but I have an easier way. Get a copy of my book.
Ring, ring.
And you'll see the picture there. And then you can perform the experiment yourself. Is there a caller, you said?
Hi. How are you doing? Hey, Tom. I'm calling in myself personally because I have a question in regards to a Twitter post you made about vaccines.
Hey, I'm glad somebody's following me on Twitter.
Yeah.
What's your question in relation to, I did post something on vaccines, like, why isn't anybody talking about it? Well, I guess I got an answer finally. Somebody is talking about it.
Yeah, why don't you explain to everybody what it was all about?
Well, I ran across it a couple minutes ago, or 15 minutes ago, but I'll repeat the story because it's worth repeating. New York City, you know, we've got a stupid mayor here. He actually got the city council to officially mandate vaccinations for people in the four communities where they're having a couple of dozen kids coming down with the measles. And, of course, they're declaring it an outbreak. And I made the point for people who are not aware. The borough of Brooklyn, you know, New York City is made up of five boroughs. The borough of Brooklyn, where this is happening in, has a population of between 2.5 and 3 million people, just in that one borough. So when you're talking about less than 100 people coming down with measles, that's not an outbreak. That's a small, insignificant number. But he wants to force everybody in those neighborhoods, which probably amounts to 100,000 people, to have all their children vaccinated or they're going to face a $1,000 fine come Tuesday, which is only 2 days away. And he's also had the audacity to say there's no religious exemption to this. What a clown. What an idiot. This is serious stuff. This is totalitarian tactics. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like almost the same as when the Nazis went to the mandated that Jewish people have to have 6-pointed stars on the back of their clothing to identify who they are. You know?
Oh, it's scary when they can literally create behavior based, you know, what you consume, what you watch, what you see. You know, they're even thinking about doing a tax, for example, charging people money to verify their age so now you can actually access porn. Well, that's another gatekeeper. It's more money. You got, you know, this is what's happening.
I know. They keep coming up with more things. And, right, this is no doubt, it's twofold. One, we want to overrule the people. We want to take away another one of their rights to reject something they might be scared of and have good reason to, because there's thousands of testimonials that people got screwed by vaccines. And I hope these people take the city to court, because if you want to start questioning something, there's no way any government, any scientist can prove that what's in that needle that you're going to stick in my child is safe. There's no way you can prove it.
Well, weren't our medical institutions responsible for the spread of AIDS in Africa through what vaccine? I forget, they were giving out measles, polio vaccine. I don't know what it was, but it actually had AIDS within it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
Right?
Too bad that didn't get enough coverage.
I mean, they've done so many nefarious things for so long. You know, when they gas people, remember they were putting, I forget what sort of a gas in the subways in New York at some point, just to see how it would affect people. And all these things that the government has done, harming others, just to see the effect, you know, like the different sorts of things that we allow soldiers to do. You know, if you become a soldier, they can literally almost give you anything. What are you going to do about it, right?
Exactly.
And we allow them to get away with it, nobody stops them. So it's no surprise that now they push the envelope, you know.
You want to hear something you mentioned, and this is, again, the government picking on New York City. I forget exactly what year it was. Somewhere in the 60s, they dropped toxic materials into Times Square and then carefully watched how many people came to the hospital. Can you believe this?
Oh, yeah. How about the new super germ that's going around, it Candida, I forget the name of it. And it's so bad, it's actually kill, what do they say, there's a 44 to an 88% fatality rate, it's killed over 1,000 people already, and it's a breeding ground, its number one breeding ground is the hospitals, because, you know, once it gets in there, you can literally clear a room, you can take out the walls and take out the ceiling and sit there for a week and it'll still be there, it'll still be somewhere in that room. You literally almost got to, like, burn down the building. It's
yeah,
just such
hospitals
a bad...
are not safe places to be.
Right,
they're
but yet
dangerous.
They don't. They're not screaming like the Ebola. Ebola killed less people, you know, a few dozen, and it made national news headline from one state to the other. But in this case, because they don't have, you know, a remedy or something that they can push on you that says, "Oh, this will cure it." Whether it does or whether it doesn't.
Oh, let me guess where this is going to lead to. A mandatory vaccine.
Well, there you go. But they say that nothing can really... They don't know of anything that can kill this virus. It's literally... It's so evolved due to all the pesticides that are put in the ground. It's actually one of those things that just is capable of... surviving anything now. Nothing can kill it.
Yeah, let me guess. It's a GMO virus.
Right. Basically created from pesticides. And now it's a super bug and it's almost pandemic to some degree. It could be. I mean, it's one of those killers of people at 88%. Literally, if you get it, you're probably going to die.
Yeah, that's it, and they're going to be, I can see this is headed for a vaccine, a mandatory vaccine thing, you know?
And
you
like,
want to hear how bad up the creek without a paddle we are?
Well, it's I've like once, food. Well, we put on trillions of pesticides, and now we create these super bugs. Well, it's the same with vaccinating the children. If you vaccinate them with, you know, 100 different substances before they're, you know, 1 day old, I don't even know, you know, how many years old, I mean, but they're putting so much stuff in you, sooner or later, that's also going to do the opposite of what it's intended to do, which just strikes me odd, because it's like we don't see that aspect of it. It's kind of like starting a war and not thinking about the blowback. It's always, we want to do something now, but we're not worried about the what's going to happen into the future.
Yeah, and the general public is too gullible. That's why we call them the sheeple.
You know, I always say, you know, I've had this conversation a few times, and people say, well, I want to change the world, and I'm going to create this organization. It's just going to be the greatest thing that's going to change the world and blah, blah, blah. And I think to myself, well, let's say you create this institution, and this institution really does, it does the greatest thing in the world, but it does it so well, so perfectly. 100 years from now, one bad apple gets in there, takes it over, but because it's created so perfectly, it can't be destroyed. And now this particular corporation, 100 years later, which for the first 100 years had the greatest, you know, saves lives, helped people, but becomes the opposite of what it was intended, you know, into the future. So 100 years in the future, this great organization was built, but somebody else gets in and turns it upside down.
I understand exactly what you're talking about. And let me tell you, what you're talking about has already happened with the police. They're
right,
supposed to
protect,
serve. Yeah, now they're just serving themselves and the orders of the people at the top that tell them to go out and arrest everybody or break down people's doors or give them tickets for saying naughty words.
There's good and there's bad. And I, you know, it's a terrible reality we got to face that even though you might believe something truly wonderful that saves the day in the moment is going to benefit humanity forever, but the odds are it's probably not. You know, there's going to be good with the bad. And we got to think about those things as we plan for the future. And we don't. We're very short-sighted. And
well, you know, the problem is now. People who are making the decisions, they're all morons or part of the Nazi party or the Communist Party, or they're serving the devil ETs, mm-hmm. You know?
Well, it's like what we're doing with Assange right now. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. So much of what I see today in the news and politics doesn't make any sense to me anymore. I mean, I don't think there's a human person in the United States today that can honestly say that life is better now than it was 20 years ago, or that there's more truth, or there's politicians with a better understanding and they want to help people more than they did. I think what people would say is there's more lies, there's more corruption,
more bribery.
We the world's turned upside down. We don't understand it. It's in a state of chaos. We can't trust the media anymore. We can't trust the politicians.
And guess what? We
anymore.
Can't also trust the propaganda scientists.
Right.
You know, they get their spot on mainstream media, and they tell you. In fact, talk about vaccines. This was on CNN a couple of weeks ago. They had their propaganda scientist, this woman, and she says, we're going to have to start taking actions to stop all these people who are misinforming people about vaccines. They're perfectly safe. And
yeah, I call them the Criminal News Network, CNN. Not the Clinton News Network, the Criminal News Network.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or the Cabal News Network.
It's just... I don't think anybody trusts these people anymore.
No, you know? But people don't realize that all these so-called health experts and they're propaganda scientists. They're hired by the networks to say what reads the teleprompter screen, whatever it is.
Exactly.
And make it sound convincing, and stupid people believe them. Oh, well, they're doctors. They have degrees.
Well, they
those
believe them because we put somebody... We put a pretty face from Hollywood on the subject matter, and then they go, ooh, Oprah believes it, so maybe it's true. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Oprah. Yeah.
Right.
I think she's going to be running for president, too, eventually, you know. Who else?
And yet we see what these people of privilege do. When you have money, when you have a lot of money, don't. If we look at these people in the same way you'd look at your average person on the street, you shouldn't be thinking of them in that same way, because they aren't the same way. They don't think the same way. You know, they're in a bubble with their own people, with their own friends that have a lot of money and a lot of wealth. And that bubble, you know, closes their mind off to the realities of the outside world. Really, they can't see it. It's just like the politicians. They can't see beyond, you know, the people that surround them that keep them in the bubble. And yet they get out there on the TV and they profess to be able, you know, that they have this righteous understanding that if we don't follow them, we're morons. It just makes them look even more stupid. You know how many actors and actresses today, I don't watch their shows? I can't. I can't do it.
I don't watch any of them. I can't stand it.
I can't.
It's sickening. It's bad enough if I do turn mainstream media on just to see what kind of bullshit's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it is bullshit. I mean, with the Paradise fires, they were calling it, the campfire or something?
Sure. Well, they were told, look, PG&E was told, I believe, you know, I honestly believe this, somewhere deep, that... If they were to, you know, the infrastructure's bad, it's going to be a major nightmare, and it's going to cause major problems, but in order to fix it all, it's going to bankrupt the company, so don't do anything about it and take each problem as it comes.
Yeah,
but that's how
routine.
Business operates. In fact, I think business principles operate in the understanding of create something to last only so long. right? You know, you don't have a product. If they could cheapen the plastic hinge on a product that costs $50, and that little 1 cent item can be made not to last, so you have to go out there and buy that item again, they will create it that way.
They're doing it already. They've been doing that for years. Right. That stuff. You know, it's people used to say years ago, yeah, the old stuff used to last longer. Yeah, because they're making it not to last now.
Right.
That's why.
Right. It's a part of the business model.
Yeah. But going back to Paradise, I couldn't believe it. You know, after they finally bring the camera crews near, there's President Trump standing there. There's Jerry Brown, the governor at that time, standing there of California. And you got all these houses burnt to the ground, crisp, and all these friggin' trees with leaves on them standing behind them. And they're filming the whole situation the way it is.
Right.
You know, how ridiculous is that? And not one of those jerk-offs actually takes notice of, like, you know, this doesn't look right, you know?
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Well, it's just you have a government gone amok. They had the, you know, an idea where we couldn't clean or remove brush or trees of a certain size from our property. If there's, you know, a water running around your property, you couldn't, you know, could take away the brush from inside the creek.
Yeah, overmanagement trees. Bullshit.
Right. It was overmanagement, and that really created the ability for the fire to get out of hand. So great intentions, maybe. But,
or it was purposely intended to be a catastrophe.
Yeah. Well, you think about that too, don't you?
They were planning this all along.
I was a young boy when I remember the Canadian Sun paper, the Vancouver Sun, put out an article about 30 years ago. I was, you know, maybe 20, maybe 25. And the Vancouver Sun put out a paper that said that a law, I believe it's a law in Canada, though anybody can check it up if they want, that was passed that said that politicians legally have the right to lie. Right? And when I read that, I thought to myself, now that just stuns me.
And you wonder why things are so screwed up, right?
Right. It's just these people should be held to account to 2 or 3 degrees beyond what we're held to account. I mean, if a person in politics is insider trading, they shouldn't get slapped on the wrist. They might go to jail for life. Why? Because they should be made an example. They have a responsibility, and they should be held to a higher standard. Look, they make more money than the rest of us. God knows they might not get as much as a football player, which they want, by the way. It probably pisses them off. Because they think of themselves as superstars.
Well, we know they're getting plenty of bribe money under the table. Look at Nancy
course.
Pelosi.
Of course. I mean, what's...
She's got a multi-million-dollar home, and she could have never earned that money on her salary.
It's like Obama saying, rip down those walls. When the first thing he does when he buys a home is he puts up walls around his home. I mean, it just blows me away. And people actually are stupid enough to believe these whatever these politicians say. Like, oh, yeah, that's good for me. That's good for me. Anyways,
Can you believe that Bernie Sanders got $6 million of small donations on the first day? Boy, are these young kids really stupid or what?
I love you, man. I love your show. You're fantastic. I know we're running out of time. I'm going to let you go, Tom. Thank you for letting me speak.
Okay. I guess we're getting now to the end of the show. And just for an enlightenment before I get down to do the countdown, you get to hear my songs at the end of the show. People ought to relook at a famous document called the Magna Carta, because there's an important line in there that mentions the justification for lawful rebellion, because we're at that point in time where there is a justification for a lawful against a corrupt government. Not only our government, but the same situation is in all over Europe and all over other countries. Okay, we're going for the countdown, and then you can hear that, I call it the greatest, most tasteful lead guitar solo at the end of any song, followed by my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.